can tell you both these relations have their different uniqueness and both teach you in different ways.
Today we have with us Dr. Bhakti More. She's an associate professor of design and architecture in Manipal Academy in Dubai. She's been identified as top 50 women leaders in education in 2018 and achieving sustainability through youth initiatives is her calling. Under her guidance, the academy has received best green campus and best sustainability action project award for 3 consecutive years, not just 1, not just 2, but for 3 consecutive years. So that's what we are going to talk about today, is how can we make change makers out of youth today? How can we mentor them so that they get interested in social responsibilities of tomorrow and we just have a better world tomorrow? So hi, Bhakti.
Hi, Purnima. Really nice to meet you after a long time, and I think after many years. It's a very good thing that you're doing. I think giving this platform for many women to talk and share their ideas, I think something which is really amazing. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for saying that. Let's start with that, I guess. What do you think needs to be done so that the youth of today gets really interested in being change makers, not just in terms of technology, but as nice people?
You know, education is going through a massive change. It's not just giving an infrastructure, facilities, technology, or a degree, but it's more than that, is making a holistic approach to the whole process of education. And what I have seen is a lot of people today are just thinking about themselves, me, my career, my opportunities. But when it comes to the society, what are the ways in which we can contribute is something that, if in higher education can be given to the youth, it can make a lot of difference. So I have been coordinating an internship program at the university, and we connect students to the industry and make them a future ready, and when they graduate, they are ready for the practical world. But at the same time, when we introduce something called as a mentorship program, we realize that if the youth is given a proper guidance, and if they can be groomed while they are with us during their studies, then it can make a lot of difference. So we started connecting them to people, different alumni, and tried to match their career aspirations. And then it is something that was an advantage to both, because there was a kind of relation, a trust that could build in that mentorship. And then these mentors could be from different fields, not necessarily from the same discipline. And they can give a kind of an holistic approach to them. And they can tell them that, you know, it is just not the career that you have to focus on, but it is a lot more beyond it. It is about a societal concern. Education is just not about the degree. It is something that we have to look to contribute to also the society. And as educators, our role is very crucial here. So when I look at academicians, I think it's time for all of us to come together and think, is how can we really create that change makers? And our role is, it's also our moral responsibility more than just our profession or the job.
I absolutely agree with you. I do see, in spite of not being so deeply involved in education, I do see the gap between the education that you get in schools and colleges and its applicability in the real world. So I really appreciate your program. Can you tell us a little more about, is there anything specific that you're doing for women in your mentorship program?
So our internship and the mentorship program is for both male and the female students, because both have to benefit from these initiatives. But apart from that, recently we've introduced a program called Manipal Beyond Gender. So our CEO, Mr. Ravi Panchanadan of Manipal Global Education Services, he introduced that first in India at the corporate office. And this is now continued also in our Dubai campus. We've realized a lot of female students, if they could be given some kind of a training in leadership or mentorship, I think they can do wonders. And if you look at any kind of forum which talks about women empowerment, one thing that everyone agrees is that not many women are at the top leadership roles today. And another thing is in the workforce, a lot of women are not there completely as with their potential as they should be. And this program, Manipal Beyond Gender, is about gender inclusivity and diversity. There are a lot of our students who have done some amazing programs and initiatives at the campus, which I would really like to share with you. There were the two girls, Monica and Rashi, they came to us and said that we want to do something for those who don't have an access to education. So they came up with a program where they did training to the support staff at the campus and then provided them with soft skills and language training. And there were many who hadn't even held a pencil. And then at the end of the program, we could see them with writing skills and trying to learn a lot more. And so this was some initiative which came up from them. And we were thinking, these students, if they get the right training while they are studying, once they graduate, they've got more opportunities and they can be trained as future leaders. So this mentorship program will definitely give them an opportunity with a guidance of maybe mentors who not necessarily are male or female, but they are mentors who can help them achieve their goals. So this is something that is going to encourage a lot of female students. And they can reach definitely to a potential where they are made for. And we can have these initiatives at higher education so that leadership roles which the women deserve, they get it.
I hope that each school understands this and has similar initiatives with them. What has been the most difficult thing that you have faced while doing this?
I think if you have a passion to do something, there are no difficulties. More important is when people around you know that it is something good, they come and just support you. So that is one thing that I feel that difficulties will never come. And this program is also for the employees, also for the employees of the campus. So everybody is part of it.
It's like you have created a community of your own that supports each other, that helps each other. And now that strong community is going to have its effect on whoever comes in contact with them. So what do you see as the future growth?
Yeah, one thing is that we want to do it across the campuses so we can share best practices. Definitely, the requirement changes with generation. So maybe next year there would be some other thing that we would want to put it. And then we want to also involve a lot of experts from the field and a lot of those who are already into mentorship, who are into training and development and can share their experience. It's all about empowering each other. So I think it is definitely an experience which can be enriched with time. These young minds have a lot of innovative ideas. So sometimes it's always good to even ask them about their experience and they can give a good feedback. So some of our students were already part of a program called E7 program, which is for the daughters of the Emirates. So it's like supporting women for initiatives which give a societal impact. So these kind of initiatives are there all over UAE. UAE helps for startup projects and so many things. So there are opportunities. It is just that we all have to come together and take the best out of it.
I couldn't agree more. You yourself might have seen that when they enter in the program, they're completely different people than when they finish it. Do you have any particular example of anyone that comes to mind like that?
Yeah, these all students who I just mentioned, they are going to really get benefit because it's the relation of the mentorship is not going to be just for the program. It's going to be lifelong. And anytime they can get back to their mentors and share their experiences. So it's a continuous process. It is an endless relationship. And also that it is all about sharing and caring. So I think it's an ongoing process.
Thank you so much for sharing everything that you shared. I would love to have Mother Time again.
Sure. And it was a pleasure to share my thoughts and also pleasure to talk to you after many years. So thanks again for inviting.